This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Hello! Oh, look at me there. Let me make myself extremely huge. Papa Viagra, there we go. Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, welcome along. It's the debate show. I feel like we've not done one of these for a while. Sorry we were a little bit late starting. Kate was just rearranging her wardrobe before... came live. She's got the makeup people in. She's a star now, you know. She has to have all her makeup done before she comes live. So you can see what I can see in the green room. But welcome along. How are you doing? Nearly there. It gets closer with every game. Is the record in our sights? Southampton and Leeds are breathing down our throat. Which is not a very pleasant thing to have, to be honest with you. But look, it is the debate show. We've got a few set topics to get through. Any questions that come up during the chat that aren't relevant to what we're talking about, we'll save and we'll try and come back to them at the end. But it is Leicester Till I Die, Leicester Till I Die TV, LTID TV 1. And we are brought to you in conjunction with SurreyHillsRadio.co.uk.
Chris does it 3 hours a day.
Want to do it again?
5 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
I love it.
On the Golden Breakfast Show.
This is Surrey Hills Radio.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry.
No, like the you know, not saying you're a Diva Dave.
No,
like
I haven't
make an entrance.
I have a no non-plausible explanation. I do apologise. I only went there to see the scaffolder. I met my elderly neighbours who took me back to their place and fed me lots of whiskey.
Well, that's okay. That's a good enough excuse. That's
she's
a good
94
excuse.
And he's 89.
And they outdrunk you.
Well, he looked a bit, his eyes were going round a little bit when I left him. And I suddenly realised when you messaged me, it's bloody hell, it's 7 o'clock. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not a problem.
I haven't replied to, God, I'm a nightmare. The wife would kill me. Fortunately, she's not here. She's in.
Good. Is she out blowing her winds tonight?
No, she's out babysitting tonight.
Ah, right. If anybody listens to me on the breakfast show on Surrey Hills Radio, it will be starting at 7:30 in the morning. A little bit late. But welcome along, Dave. Kate, are you happy with what you're wearing there?
I am. It's because I was sorting out my jumper earlier and it's got writing on it. And I realised because I flipped my camera, the writing looked backwards and I wasn't happy with it. So the badge is fine.
You know, it's got to be just spot on because, you know, now that you're going to become a BBC personality.
Oh, hang on. What have I missed? Hashtag? No. Have I missed something here?
That's a different conversation, Dave, that one.
our Kate is going to become a local star. We don't know whether... This will be our last appearance with her.
Was she on Bake Off?
What, with a soggy bottom?
No, tell me. I've no idea what's going on. Tell me.
I'm going on BBC in a couple of weeks to do the radio show with Pipes and Owen Palmer Atkins. So, on the fans forum thing, just as a one-off thing. So, in a couple of weeks.
Nobody tune in and listen because obviously it clashes with this.
It's before this, but I won't get back.
I'm sure we'll manage, won't we, Dave? You know,
no, I told you I can't manage without Kate.
It sounds like he's done a good effort with the neighbours tonight.
Oh my god, the wife's phoning. Hold on,
this is hello, live,
Kathy. I'm on live TV here. Hello, Juliet, my darling, how are you?
Live TV. This isn't, you know, this morning.
Hello, my darling. It's my granddaughter. Sorry. Talk about this for a second. All right. Hello, Juliet. How are you?
Then we just need to hide him.
We'll just mute him while he's doing that. Anybody who is wondering, because there's obviously a lot of rumours about who's going to be replacing Holly Willoughby. Have you any plans, Kate?
Absolutely none. Far too early in the morning for me, that.
I'm sure Dave with his few whiskies will get you up. Watched yesterday's Morning Ronald, watched yesterday's preview show early on today, really enjoyed it. The Wednesday family. It was an excellent guest. Excellent. And we are trying to find a borough guest for Thursday anyway. But I think between, you know, Kate stripping off and Dave taking calls. Are we both here, guys?
I've had too much whiskey.
God, it's bad enough when you're sober. God knows.
I know. I can only apologise. It's very unprofessional.
Can I just say, yes, it is, Dave.
Did I see George Best interview with Michael Parkinson was on some catch-up TV earlier?
Okay. Do you remember that?
He's been dead a few years.
When he'd been in the green room for about 5 hours.
Oh, that was Logan, wasn't it?
He came on swearing his words.
No, it's Michael Parkinson, wasn't it? Yeah.
He did Logan once.
He probably did them all, to be fair. Yeah. So, to be honest, in comparison to that, I think I'm pretty okay.
Well, we will be the judge of that. We will be the judge of that.
Okay, tell me about your stardom.
There's nothing to tell at the minute.
Okay.
Nearly 10 minutes into the show.
Are we live?
No, we're not on yet, are we?
Yes, we are live.
Oh, okay. Well,
some of us are live. Some of us, I'm not so sure, looking at the screen. I think they might be half cut, to be honest with you. But look.
I can't see. My glasses keep steaming up.
Nobody will be able to tell. It's Dave. It's Dave.
It was great win, though. Great win. Great win.
I tell you what, Kate, when we pick the team later, I think we'll be putting George Best in there, Frank Worthy, Keith Weller. Right, oh, yes. Let us move on. Let us make a start, please, while I quickly reevaluate my career. Don't forget, of course, tomorrow, guys, talking of the BBC. BBC Leicester to Lydon.
That way, isn't it?
On bbc.com/LCFC. My slash is pointing a different way to everybody else's. Could be my age, by the way.
That's why. Yeah.
But then again, you ask my cleaner when she has to clean the bathroom. where my slash goes is nobody's concern. Well, you've started it, Dave. Look here now. You've taken it down to low levels again.
Sorry, pal.
But tomorrow, bbc.com/LCFC for the fans' voice. And I'll be talking points, which we'll come on to later. Because what do points make, guys?
Prizes.
Yeah, thank you. Golly. I'm glad. God, stay with me, Kate. Don't leave me, please. You know, it's a bit like Keith Harrison Orville. Dave's Orville. Just working with your hand, will you?
No, it's not. I didn't.
I could fly. Actually, Dave might enjoy that. That's a bit, maybe that's a no-no.
I can't.
Right. Did anybody watch the game yesterday? West Ham or Sunday, was it? West Ham 0, Arsenal 6.
God, they cost me money, West Ham.
Oh, did you not?
I had both Premier games, both teams to score. Now, you'd think at least West Ham would have got one of them, wouldn't you? But That was embarrassing.
It's a bit worrying. I must admit, I thought, here we go, our record's going out the window. But, Kate, I mean, I leave early. I've said this in the past, you know, usually a couple of minutes before the end of the game, I will walk down to the concourse and watch the end of the game on the last 2 minutes on the TV, just so that when that whistle goes, I can literally make a run for it, because if I can get sort of leave sort of a few minutes early, it does save me sort of 45 minutes, you know, stuck in traffic. But the referee hadn't even blown for half time, Kate, and that was the scene of people leaving. I mean, that's not being a fan, is it?
No, not in my view. I mean, I always think with that as well, if you can concede that many in one half, you can score that many in another. So I would never leave a match at half time. It's probably not cheap to go and watch that match either. A lot of them probably weren't season ticket holders, so the one-off game cost of that would probably be north of 60, 70 quid. So,
yeah
it wouldn't be for me. You've gone to watch your team. Half time is pretty early, isn't it? It's pretty premature. Well, pre-half time, pre the whistle is pretty premature.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying, the commentator was saying, like, well, you know, and I thought, like he said, they're all going to go for an early pint. And again, I would have understood that because of the queues. You see it, you know, all the time. I was just shocked when they showed that from the outside. Like it says there, maybe they were all rushing home to see the latest episode of Love Island.
I think West Ham supporters need to get real. it was never my choice to go back, and lots of West Ham fans didn't want him back. But he's got them a European trophy. He's got them a decent position in the league. They've got to remember, a bit like our fans, you know, we've got to remember what we've been in the past and be grateful what we are now. Fans, I don't know. I mean, it was awful. Really was awful. I mean, West Ham probably. I don't know what caused it, but
well, the fact that they were 4-0 down at half time, I think.
Well, the way they gave the goals away, that was horrible.
It made me chuckle, but I was worried, Kate. Oh, our 9-0 is on the way here. But like I say, you know, you've paid your money. I mean, I can remember we did that against Southampton. I think we were 5-0, weren't we, at half-time? And I said to Sean, who I was with, I said to him, I said, like, don't expect much in this second half, because normally when this sort of thing happens, the second half, it's just like nil-nil. Of course, we went on and put four in, but that is just ridiculous, Kate, isn't it, really?
What, to be walking out, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me, half-time walk out. I enjoy football generally. I mean, it's rubbish when you lose, but I just enjoy going to watch the game. And they could have made a game of it the second half. You don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, I was thinking what Scott said there. You know, we had our problems with Brendan, and a lot of outsiders looking in were saying, well, he got you the FA Cup, he got you 2 fifth-place finishes. Like, what more do you want? The moon on a stick sort of thing.
Good point.
I don't know the real temperament behind the Moyes situation. I know that people have been calling for him for a while. I don't think they've won in 7 or 8 games now. But they're still 8th in the table. They're doing all right.
And also...
I'm never trying to comment on that too much, because I know that I feel Leicester 10 times more than a West Ham fan feels Leicester, and vice versa. So I don't really know.
Although, to be honest, it's pretty with yourself, Kate. It's sort of Leicester, Newcastle, depending on what mood you're in, isn't it?
Alan Shearer doesn't play for them anymore, so Newcastle's out.
Scott says there, Dave, you know, enough is enough. Look, it is enough. And yes, as Ronald said, I remember at Southampton, the 9-0, a lot of the fans were leaving. But in fairness, as Kate just said, West Ham are doing very well. West Ham have beaten Arsenal twice already this season. I think they've done them in the cup as well. So it wasn't like that they were expecting to lose. You know, it's, I don't know. If it had been 85 minutes, I would have guessed it. I would have said, you know. There we go. Sorry, Spencer was saying, sorry about the 9-0. But Southampton were in a lot worse position than West Ham were when we beat them 9-0.
Yeah. And it was 9-0. Yeah. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
I think, what do West Ham expect? I mean, they've got a bigger stadium than they deserve. You know, they've had more success than they probably were thinking about. Maybe we're all as bad as each other. We expect too much.
I think so. And I think this season, sometimes when I'm doing watch-alongs and we're not playing well, and I'm starting going mad, because you get involved in the moment and you're like, then you've got to sort of wobble your head, Chris. You know, look where we are, look what we're doing. This is one game. But look, moving on to the next point, which apparently isn't going to happen yet in the higher leagues, Kate, but it is being formatted. And when this first came up, I must admit, I did kind of go, possibly. But maybe now I've had a think about it. And I haven't heard really anybody that's got to say it's a good idea, but blue cards. I wish they'd gone for green so we could have had the traffic lights, really, you know. But, you know, like when Fatou got sent off against Coventry, you know, sometimes a booking is not, it's worse than a booking. We've said orange cards in the past, haven't we? You know, whether it's got more than a yellow but not quite a red. Is this just going to get so confusing? Still, who's on what and how many cards is this? Because, of course, 2 blues or a yellow and a blue, you still get a red.
Loads of blue. I love a bit of blue.
Now that's getting clipped.
Fatou was a straight red.
Well, but I don't think the confusion thing is too bad, because the fourth official doesn't do a lot on the touchline anyway, does he? So he can actually do something for once. But I think it's just more the fact that it's just yet another rule that's being brought into football to get out of dealing with cheats. Like the stupid shaving foam gets brought in because you're not dealing with cheats. What, you know, in rugby, if you encroach or do anything, you lose 10 yards. Like, there's no punishment ever. So if you are doing stuff that warrants a blue card, all a sin bin's going to do is create a hell of a lot more time wasting. You're just going to be counting down the clock. When such and such back on, he's got 4 minutes to go. Okay, let's just pass it around the back a bit. Let's just give it to the keeper for 30 seconds from a goal kick. But all it does is yet another rule in football that's going to be exploited. The holding the head thing to make the game stop is another one. It just gets exploited. All you need to do is, when a player goes down, bring a stretcher on and he's straight off, you'll soon stop it. But the same with blue cards, like just deal with the offence properly, even if it's retrospectively. But all you're encouraging is yet more cheating and more exploitation of the rules, and fans just don't want to see it.
Is it a cop-out, Dave? Have the FA not got the balls to make decisions? I mean, we've got VAR, and as I always say, use VAR to retrospectively give yellow and red cards for cheating and things that have been missed.
I thought it was a joke. I really did. I didn't believe it because it's so pathetic.
Is that me?
No.
I'm fine. That could be Dave then. Scott says here, I'm sure they were trying to bring in white cards a few years ago. Although I think that was white sticks for the referee. I don't know if you saw Merce was on the show, or I saw a clip of Merce back in November.
I did see it, yeah.
And he was saying the same thing. Yeah, if your star player is off for 10 minutes, I think, I don't know what's happened with Dave there. He's pressed the wrong button in his drunken
stupor. He's spilt the whiskey on his laptop.
Yeah. Won't be the first time. but yeah, as he said, exactly the same thing. You know, if our striker goes, you know, let's say Daka gets sin binned, you're just going to play it around the back, aren't you?
Yeah. And I don't know whether they've thought about what happens if a goalkeeper gets sin binned, what happens then? Because you shouldn't be able to bring a sub goalkeeper on because that defeats the purpose. Oh, yes. So, yeah, same as Spencer there. Yeah. It's just typical of the FA and whoever the powers that be of not dealing with the fundamental issue in football regarding cheating in any kind of facet of the rules and time wasting. They just won't deal with it. And I don't know why. Every other sport like cricket, tennis, rugby, where there's sort of these kind of things in place, like Hawkeye, the line judge on tennis, it's respected properly, and it's a black and white type of thing. I just don't think it's effective in football. You're messing with the ethos of the game, really, for me. The referees just need more power.
Yeah. They need to use that power or be allowed to use that power. Because, like you say, to me, is the FA not having the balls to deal with things? I mean, Ronald says here, sin bins are successful in many of the sports, but so is VAR, and football made a total hash of that. I just think the way that football is played, it's a fast-moving game. If you do it with cricket, if the bowler keeps encroaching over the, you know, onto the wicket, and he's sin bin for 10 minutes, you've got other bowlers on the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. And then if you're waiting for, because you can't just bring a goalkeeper on. He's got to make, well, like any player, you can't just bring a player on. You've got to warm up and what have you. So by the time they brought him on, that's going to be on for 2 minutes, and he's going to be off and then back on again. I mean, the poor referees, it's just going to get absolutely abused, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just going to get abused, and it's going to be, I think it could lead to, like you say, confusion, but I can't see a referee being very keen to use loads of it because it's just too much ambiguity for them as well. Like it's between a yellow and a red. There's just no need for, there's no need to add. There's so many things that could be improved really simply in the game, really simply. Like when a ball goes out of play, just stop the clock. So if the goalkeeper wants to take a minute to take the free kick, he takes a minute. Or similarly, like a field goal in rugby or a field goal in NFL, you've got a clock ticking down, like a serve in tennis, you've got a clock ticking down. If you've not kicked it by the time that clock's ticked down, you lose the ball and it goes to the opposition. Just simple things like that.
Dave,
sorry.
I watched the because I couldn't sleep again. So I watched some of the Super Bowl last night.
Oh,
I know, simply because I kind of like Kansas. I don't know why.
I do. Like,
you like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Patrick. Go, Patrick.
Yeah. Come on, Taylor. Yeah. I mean, and these people that are moaning, for God's sake, the boyfriend and girlfriend, let her go and support her boyfriend and celebrate him.
Do you understand it?
No, I mean, that's the thing. I don't understand it.
I do understand it now.
Oh, do you?
But, wow. What I want to try and keep on topic here, Dave, and reel you back in a little bit while we've got you, is that game, it seemed to go on for hours. I mean, I'd gone to sleep
turn my TV off and I put it on a couple of hours later and they're still playing. And that's what we're going to end up with if we're not careful.
Well, I've got two very good friends who love it. And they've been to America to watch it. And they say it's incredible when you're there. But it is incredible when you're there. The spectacle, the whole event is just amazing. But, so it stops being just a football match. It becomes...
But that's the final. That's the final, but it's
No, this is in everything.
Yeah,
this
but, everything. I mean, it's a different culture, though. They go and they have days out.
It's a day out, yeah.
They have, they're not sat there in the pissing rain and all that. Do you really want the fact that you're going to have to go to they said Filbert Street then, that you're going to have to go to the King Power at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get in, to get your seat, to sit down, get your little table out on your knee with a couple of sandwiches and what have you, while it's raining, freezing cold in December, and then, watch a game that's going to last 2 hours because it stops and starts.
I think the Americans do it differently. I think it's more like...
Personally, no.
But the Americans do because that's the way they are. And they have it. It's a village. A village turns up, a bit like the King Power when it's been redeveloped. You know, they'll have shops and all that sort of thing. Maybe hotels, bars. You know, to make a day of it. And maybe that's the way that they're thinking the future is going to be.
Well, I hope not, Kate. What do you think? Because, like I say, to me, we're already getting. You know, like you say, stop the clock if the ball goes out. We're already getting. I mean, where that 5 minutes in the second half came from against Watford, I don't know. Because we'd had 7 minutes, wasn't it? We'd had five at the end of the first half.
Well, but I
get that, Kate, but surely this is a step too far. Like you say, there's other things they can do to improve the game.
There's other things to do. And if there's a need for it, which there must be, because that's the hole they think needs filling, so to speak. That means that retrospectively they can see.
You're on the BBC now, girl.
Some people are.
How much have you had, Dave?
A lot.
I think he has.
But yeah, there's obviously a need for it because retrospectively they're seeing that some yellow cards aren't being punished enough or some red cards are over the top. But just deal with them. Just say to referees, like, give them retrospective action or the FA take action afterwards. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. It's just so low down the order of what needs to happen in football. So low down the order. It's ridiculous.
Last one on this. Can you see mistakes happening? You know, or how many? Because I say it's one yellow and a blue and it's a red, two blues and it's a red. You know, I'm going to see people that have maybe got three yellows still playing for the full 90 minutes. And what do you do then with the game?
Did they trial this somewhere where a player got sent off for a blue and it was like 30 seconds to final whistle? I saw that at the weekend. I don't know where it was, but they've obviously trialed it before. And it just seems, you get sent off with 30 seconds to go. What's the point?
You get sent off. That could happen with the red, couldn't it?
Well, it could, but then you get a ban for the red. You don't get a ban for the blue, do you?
I don't know whether they thought it through that.
Well, they won't know. The ban is actually being put in the sin bin. No, I don't think it will.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I just think Kate's right that there's so many other things that could make football even better game, and they're destroying it. Yeah. And I hate to say the three letters, but those three letters are the big thing that they could change the game with and go back to how it should be.
They could make it very, very... I think there's only actually 11 rules in the game of football. It's just all the sub-rules. But anyway...
I heard at the weekend as well, one game where the commentator said, handball is not above the shirt line. So that's suddenly come back again. I thought that had disappeared.
I don't think anybody knows. Let's be honest with you. No. You know, it's
crazy.
Yeah, that's that. It is. I mean, all the rules are crazy, definitely. let's have a look at points, because like I say, Kate, I said it earlier, what do points make?
Prizes.
Yeah.
You should be on Vic, shouldn't you? Sorry.
And you're on the BBC next week. I've written this is one of my topic for the BBC.com/ LCFC.com. We're on 75 points. I've taken the last 9 seasons, because obviously 10 seasons ago we won it. So the last 9 seasons on how many points you needed for coming second, and the average is 89. So we are literally 14 points above possibly guaranteeing ourselves promotion.
Yeah, I looked yesterday, and last we can finish, but we would have finished fourth last year with this points tally at the minute with 15 games to go, which is unbelievable. So, I mean, we're on for it, aren't we? It's ours to lose now completely. I think, like we discussed the other day, I'd be disappointed if we don't get the record now, because we've been in the hunt for it since day one. And I think I saw something earlier that the games since October, if you look at the table since October, we're neck and neck with Southampton in terms of points. So it shows you how key that start of the season was for us, and winning all those games at the start. And I just don't want to see us falter. I don't think Enzo wants it either. I don't think the players want it. Like, it would be a great way to say we're never going back to the Championship again if we can break the record and set the bar for everybody else.
There's only two of those sides still in the Premier League.
Yeah, and they're not necessarily been, have they been there sort of, well, Sheffield United have been in and out, haven't they? And
I don't care at Sheffield United.
And Bournemouth have been in and out as well.
Yeah.
I mean, like Kate said, Dave, I mean, 75 points. Of those 9 seasons, in 6 of those, with the goal difference we've got, we'd have been guaranteed at least a playoff place.
Yeah.
I also have to remind people that, and I think it was 2019 and 2020. I'm going to check my notes here. 2019, and I don't know where I've written it. But I think it's those two seasons, 1920 and 2021. We were actually in the top 3 and 4 until the last 2 weeks of the season. And both those years, with 2 weeks to go, we ended up outside the Champions League and in the Europa League. So we can't take anything for granted with it being Leicester, can we?
Yeah, we can now, because we've got a different manager. You don't like me saying it, but we bottled it.
Don't use that word. Don't use that
word. I know, but we did.
But okay, well, let's say that happened. Let's say we're getting
that won't happen now. That won't happen now.
Will it not? Could it not happen now?
No. No way. Because he is set in his ways. He's got that vision, the tunnel vision. He's strong, and he knows what he's want, and his players know what he wants, and that's why we will crash that record.
But that also sounds like our former manager.
No, the players weren't behind him. Do you think, Kate? I don't think the players were that far.
No, not at the end. No, but he was very much a plan A, tunnel vision.
Well, there's no plan B. With Enzo, there is a plan B.
Yeah.
You've seen it when it's been going wrong in the first half. He's changed it. And he's not afraid to change it. Okay, we still have the Dakar Vardy thing. So there's only one up front. But I can live with that. But he knows what he's doing.
Importantly, Enzo doesn't seem to have offended anybody. He's not fallen out with anybody. No one's upsetting the team by the looks.
He talks to them.
Like, you know, on Saturday, straight after the final whistle, he sprinted over to Winks to put his arm on him because he knew.
Like, I can't believe in the papers or the, sorry to interrupt, you have to tell me. They blamed our goalkeeper for that.
He nearly saved it.
Yeah, I mean, all he did was pass it to Winks. Winks screwed up, and the keeper got the blame. I love that. That's what keepers have to put up with, isn't it, all their lives?
But should he maybe, though, playing devil's advocate here, Dave, should he maybe have looked where he was, you know, passing it to him?
Well, we don't do that. They don't do that. They expect Winks to be in that position and just lay it off or, you know.
He closed down at that point, was he?
He miskicked it. It's an error. It's a mistake. Yeah. You're bound to make mistakes. You know, they're not world-class players. They make mistakes. But goodness me, what a 3 points at Watford. I was sweating on that game. I had them down to lose that game.
Well, glad to see you behind the team, Dave.
No, I'm just rubbish at predictions.
Let me ask you, Kate, to reply to Dave's point of we can't blow it this season. We can't, all right, to use Dave's terms, we won't bottle it this season. This is Leicester.
Yeah. It's not done, is it?
If anybody can shoot themselves in the foot or bottle it, Leicester can.
Like, if we go on a run like West Ham, not winning eight, I think draw two of them and lose five, it's completely possible. It's completely possible. The we table got, all of a sudden look really different. I don't think it will happen, but it's not off the cards at all.
No,
anything can happen in sport. We could get two serious injuries, touch wood we don't, two serious injuries in the team. If we lose Winks and KDH, we've already lost Wolf. Like, anything can happen. I don't think we've bought ourselves enough points to be okay. But it's just not over until the Fat Lady sings, is it? Like, we thought we'd got fourth. We were 8 points clear in that first season with about seven games to go. And we still bored.
I was looking for Susan Boyle then.
it's not over until it's over. Until the points are gone.
In 60 years, I've never been so confident that we're going to win the league.
In fairness, in those we've got 15 games to go. And in those 15 games, we've got to play Leeds. We've got to play Southampton. In fact, Leeds are up next after Middlesbrough. We've got to play Southampton. We've got to play Sunderland. We've got to play West Brom. Those are the teams in the sort of the playoff positions, if you like, that we're in. So they've got to win those games as much as we have. But I don't know.
Chris, you think back to that same scenario when we had to play Norwich, Ipswich. Norwich were flying at one stage. Ipswich, Preston were top of the league. You know, we burst their bubbles. I know Leeds are in a special vein of form at the moment, but, you know, we've done it before.
They're in the form that we were earlier,
Preston were in that form when we beat them.
They were, but we are not in the form, I don't think, exactly, that we were at the start of the season, Kate.
No, we had a bad game. It was a bad... Watford wasn't a great performance, but we won. And that's what makes a championship side. You win bad games.
You do. I'll try again. Kate, what are your thoughts of it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some of the games have been a bit painful to watch and a bit... some of the score lines have perhaps flattered the actual play. Some of it's been difficult. It was difficult on Saturday. Watford were completely different the second half, as were we. So we haven't seemingly flown out the blocks this calendar year like we did at the start of the season at all. It's been hard. But they're the type of games that matter, these winning ugly. But even similarly, Sheffield Wednesday are fighting for their lives. That's a potential banana skin tomorrow. Yeah. We've still got QPR to play as well, another banana skin. Like, these teams are fighting for their lives. It doesn't mean they're going to be rubbish. They're going to be perhaps have more determination to win than we might do at that point of the season. You don't know.
Sheffield Wednesday fans are very, very downcast and think it's going to be, you know, 4-5 to Leicester. But I said, you know, look what happened earlier in the season. Very, very quickly, I've just put there, I think if we can get 12 wins from the last 15 games, we are going to break the record. Not just a record for this division. I think that's a record for any division in any English league ever. Can it be done, Dave?
Yeah, of course it can. Anything can be done now.
Maybe walk on water at the minute. I don't know why you're asking it.
I mean, it's, you know, seriously, I know the alcohol's speaking, but I've never felt so confident of how great we are, ever. And, I'm so much older than you two that I've been through all of it. But this time,
you've frozen on
me.
It's good to see what.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Back.
Kate, can we?
What did
can
you
we
say?
That
it's good to see what. Hello.
Dave.
Chris.
Kate asked you a question.
Ask you.
I was speaking to you, Chris. You said it's good to see, and then you went, you froze. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. No, it's good to see that, you know, Dave's got that enthusiasm, yes, and that belief.
Yes.
Would he have been the same without half a dozen bottles of whiskey? I don't know.
I was the same yesterday and the day before, honestly. Can that we do win it, at Watford, Kate? Was a big one.
Yeah. Can we do it, Kate?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Moving on.
What is the record, by the way? 105?
106 whatever. In this division.
We'll murder it.
You know. If we get that 12, I think we're up to about 111. So, interesting. It's going to be interesting. At least we've still got something to play for. But look, Kate, come to you first. I put a poll up on, I won't do the same joke again, but I put a poll up on the other day asking if Jamie Vardy should be given an extension if we get promoted. Should he be given that chance, or, you know, should he? He's on a lot of money. Can we afford him for another year? And I was surprised at the lack of support for Jamie Vardy. A lot of people saying, "Oh, pay as you play," and yes, give him an extra year, but half his contract and all these sort of things. I was really surprised. I think if he is going to be a super sub, and, you know, maybe more so than this year, surely we've got, you know, if we go up, he's got to be given another year, hasn't he?
Unless he doesn't want to and he's ready to hang his boots up, which I doubt will happen, but you never know. His body might be telling him otherwise at the minute. I think it's time to make people like KDH and Winks our top earners. Vardy's been there for a long time. He's had his day in the sun, if you like. And he'll still be very well paid and compensated for the amount of minutes he's going to be playing next year in the Prem. But absolutely offer him a contract, reduced rate. I think he'd still take it because I can't see anybody else in the Prem coming in for him necessarily. And he's our little he's everyone's nemesis, isn't he? He's our little hero. He's our spark. He lifts everybody when he comes on, even if he doesn't have a great game. Just having the presence on the pitch, you see defenders think we're going to put two on him here. You know, he's just got that presence that some players just have, and he's an all-time legend in the Prem, and I want to see him back in it for one more time, really.
Dave?
I was just going to say no, but then Kate said that, and I thought, yeah, she's right. but I would definitely give him No. I would definitely give him a role in the club forever, for as long as he wants. Like with Walshy, people like that are hard to get. You know, true Leicester people that really you want to keep in the club. Teddy Sheringham played a different role, to be fair. I thought he was moving towards that role where he was deeper and not a main striker, but that seems to have gone out the window. He's just been Daka's replacement or vice versa.
Every time I seem to say, right, you know, come on, Vardy, you know, he's injured, it takes him a long time to come back, he's not doing well, you know, he goes and gets a couple of goals in the game, Dave. So we write him off at our peril, don't we?
I don't think any Leicester fan would write Vardy off ever.
Well, there seems to be for the end of the season. Well,
can I say they're stupid?
You can.
They're stupid because, you know, well, you never.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply.
cmcdonalds.com.
Don't say that before what Kate said.
Well, no, I was going to say I would give him a role in the club because.
But the question was.
Yeah,
I know you really want to be a politician, Dave.
No.
You know, I'm going to come back to this question, and I will stick and keep asking it. You is do you answer it? Do you give him a contract as a player in any form next season? Because I think if you're playing, you know, if you've got, I don't know whether Ian Atchell will still be here, but if we've got Dacre and Cannon who on contract length will probably still be here, no reason why they shouldn't be at the moment. And you're playing whoever that is, whether it's a Liverpool or, you know, whether it's a Bournemouth, and you bring on Vardy for the last 10, 15 minutes, that's going to worry the opposition defence, isn't it?
You know what bothers me is that he's getting injuries for longer than he's ever done in all the years with us.
Yeah.
Next year, would he get more?
Possibly.
That's not the question, Dave.
I know it's not the question, Kate, but the point is, you're going to be paying him a lot of money. The contract isn't going to be any worse than he's on now, is it? Because we're in the Prem and it's Jamie Vardy. I would almost rather him do what Schmeichel should have done and go behind the scenes and give them all a good kick in when it's going wrong and that type of thing. I'd rather get a team of people like that.
I know you'd rather do that. Would you give him a player role at the club if we go up next
season? Yes.
You see, we get there. Yay! Maybe. Didn't last out quite as long as Gordon Brown against Piers Morgan, but there we go. He tried.
Everyone's going to call for a referendum for a minute. Bloody hell.
I'm glad it's all you, Kate, as you know.
I just think it's going to be down to him. Of course it is. And he may decide. I mean, if you offered, even if it's, say, it's 100 grand a week instead of 120, whatever, and an extra season in the Prem, are you going to do that? Or are you going to want to go to a Swansea or somewhere, you know, you might get more game time. The only club I could see him doing that with is possibly Sheffield Wednesday, because obviously it's his boyhood club, so he may want to see that out.
What could happen? Into Miami.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, he had his own American team, didn't he? But he went bump.
Yeah, he would be tempted with an American move, I think, because he's sniffed out there before.
I think anybody would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the only thing I think could tempt him.
Unless you're really American football.
Do you think American football is better than it used to be? I mean, years ago, and I'm only talking maybe 3 years, but when this latest setup was set up, if you like, in America, it wasn't as competitive as it was now, and you would go out and play out the last two seasons of your career.
He'd love it, wouldn't he? He'd love it.
You know, it is an option. I suppose it depends how much how much debt Rebecca's in, I guess, really, isn't it? As to what.
Well, then you saw the Beckham documentary, and he said he woke up one morning and was just aching all over from the game the day before, or a few days before that. And he was like, it was that moment that hit him in the face, and he's thinking, I can't do it anymore. My body cannot do it anymore. So it depends where he's at in that kind of thing as well, because players like Teddy Sheringham, Ryan Giggs, they didn't have any sort of prolonged injuries throughout the career. They didn't have such an impactful game like Jamie has in terms of running around and that sort of thing. He works his butt off, Jamie does. He's got a very hard work rate of a style of play. Like, it's not going to be easy on his body playing like he plays. So it depends on that as well, really. But I'm all for a new contract if he wants it.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you, and Dave doesn't agree with
me. No, I do. Somebody said once he can do what he likes.
Yeah.
That's not me. Is that you, Kate?
It's not me. I thought it's not me, no.
Oh, it's Chris. What have I done now? He's gone quiet now. You're quiet.
What?
You've gone all crunchy. I'll talk to Kate. It's okay.
Do I still sound the same?
You do. Yeah. Can't hear him. Chris can't hear you, pal. No.
Very quiet.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. That's the volume amount.
without Dave answering to everybody in the chat, does everybody in the chat hear me? Just let me know on that. So you can't hear me, guys.
You've just got a real fuzzy noise around your mic, it sounds like.
Steve, you're right, mate. You could.
I can't hear you.
Sorry, he's saying.
Oh, about Steve.
Go on, Kate, you do it.
I've not heard him say that he wants to play beyond 40, actually. But yeah, I mean, if he wants to, if he feels capable of doing, then yeah, I completely agree. I think he could do another year here.
He's good enough and he's fit enough.
I think he wants to try and get into that top 10 all-time goal scorers list and prove Michael Owen wrong. For the Premier League goal scorers. I think he would be tempted to try overseas, probably America. I think he definitely would.
Yeah. He certainly... Oh, that's better.
That's better.
Your fuzzy's gone, fuzzy. Talk to me.
Can I just say, and I know I am risking saying this with Dave anyway, but especially with Dave in the mood that he's in tonight. I don't know if you heard the show this morning, but there's a lady boss in America who owns a porn company, and she is giving her members of staff an extra 30 minutes off every day for self-pleasure time.
I read about this.
Yeah, there you go. No, and I did say on the show this morning, I said, it's typical, Dave won't be listening now he's doing this.
Oh, he was.
Well, I expect that written into my contract now.
Fortunately, the wife had already gone up to Frimley, so she wasn't there with me.
I don't know how that came. Oh, that was me playing with my microphone.
Yes, it was.
That sounds better, does it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, I don't know what happened there, mate.
You hit your mic and it went.
I think I probably had a bit of a soggy bottom. I had to insert my lead a little bit more.
Did you know Bagpuss is 50 today?
Really?
Have you seen that? Yeah. No. Do you believe that?
Dave, he's not real.
Oh, he is. it's that big, flabby, blobby... Bobby that sits there.
Bobby.
Yeah. Emily. It was Emily, wasn't it? The girl that left and they all came alive. Do you remember that?
No.
In fact, hang on. Was Emily? Emily was the creator's daughter. I'm not wrong, am I? Did you used to watch Bagpuss, didn't you?
I could not stand Bagpuss.
I didn't. Come on.
Oh, you must have done. I had to.
Oh, I didn't like it. You used to watch the Flower Pot Men.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah, but that's when you were a child.
Like Button Moon.
Do you remember those, Katie? Do you remember the flower pot? I know not. You weren't there.
Yeah, I know them. I didn't think it was a bit before my time, but I've seen it. Yeah.
Because, you know, of course, there was that famous time when Bill turned round to Ben and said, "Slob, blob, 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 blob." And Ben says, "Shut up, you're pissed."
Anyway. There's only 13 episodes of Bagpuss as well. It's a bit like Fawlty Towers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You actually make less episodes and you're more famous.
Welcome to Mastermind.
No, I think it was voted.
The topic this evening, Dave, is.
Was it? Hang on. It was voted the most popular children's programme back in 1990 something, I think. I think. Well, you better check it out, Chris, because I could be
wrong. Can I be honest with you, Dave?
You don't
I'm
care.
I'm not in any rush to check it out.
No, fair enough.
Seriously, I'd love to.
Do you remember Professor Yaffle? He was in it as well, wasn't he? Hey, nothing wrong with kids' TV.
There was a programme on last night doing on the BBC4, for those of us that are a little bit more upmarket than most, on BBC4, there was a... What do you do with your finger?
I'm sorry, it's that way.
TV programmes. That was very, very interesting. It just unfortunately clashed with Trigger Point. Right, this is going to be interesting, and we could be here a long time with this, I feel. Try and keep your co-host in order there, Kate.
I'm failing miserably, I think.
Let us try and pick a team out that he will choose, because of some injuries. We've only just played. So I think that's going to be the formation that he always goes for, according to the last few games anyway. But would you start with Hermansson in goal? I'm taking that's a yes from both of you.
Yeah.
Kate?
Yes. Sorry, yeah. I put a thumbs up. Sorry.
That's all right. I can't see. I'm on the other screen typing.
Oh, okay.
It in.
You can be doing it. Any kind of action, then you won't be able to see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Here we go. So on the right back here, I guess we're going for Ricardo.
Ricky P. He looks back to his old self a bit, doesn't he?
He does what? Sorry.
He looks back to his old self a bit.
He does. I mean, what a goal. What a goal.
What a layoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fairness. Yeah. And I mean, that play back into the box. Was it Fatawu that played it back in?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a case of it wasn't to anybody. It was just somebody get on the end of that.
Yeah, into the space.
Yeah.
I loved watching the number five sprint back behind Ricky P, trying to get there, tries to hack him down, misses, and then just collapses in a heap on the floor.
Yes. Dave says we'll get you on the naughty step. I think that's just Brad living out his dreams. That's Brad, that one, yes.
It is, Brad boy.
Guard comes back in. Right, now we saw Justin start. Who are we going to go for? We've got, obviously, then the three centre-backs. I know it's not set up like that, but that's we know it'll be. Who do you have on the left, Dave?
Well, I'd have Justin, to be honest, but he don't seem to be first pick, does he?
So you're going for Justin. If there's any disagreement, I'll only you know, make a decision if there's a disagreement. Okay. Kate, do you go for Justin or do you go for bringing Doyle in?
I'm going to go for Justin.
You're going to go for Justin as well?
Yeah.
Is it just me that I don't seem to... Brad says there, I don't quite trust Doyle yet. I don't seem to be buying into him the way everybody else is for some reason. I think he's good, but when you've got Justin, who is absolutely fine in that role, I know he's not left-footed, but for me, it's got to be, if he's fit and he can play, and we have only just, you know, played. I remember Sheffield Wednesday played Friday, so they've had an extra day. But to me, I don't know why you don't start Justin.
I think Doyle's distribution's a bit better across the pitch, but that's not the reason to pick someone necessarily, is it?
No,
that's not what you're there for.
Now, again, I did another poll. I like my polls who starts in the centre of the back three with Vestergaard being out, and I gave them the choice of Suter, Nelson or Cody, and it was over 50% had gone for Nelson. Now I'm just seeing here has anybody seen if Vestergaard's back?
What Enzo said, he would probably be back on Tuesday.
Yannick Vestergaard is pushing to return to the Leicester City start.
Vestergaard will play Tuesday, no doubt.
I'm sure Enzo said that he should be ready by Tuesday because it wasn't a big problem that he'd got.
Yeah, he won't play Nelson that close to the Saturday game.
So are we both going for Vestergaard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Nelson would be my choice, but I don't think he'll play him because of the...
Oh, no, we're going to go for your choice here. You don't have to go for who you think will be... It's who you... Who, your pick.
Well, I'd have Nelson.
I'd have Nelson because if Vestergaard isn't 100%, there's just no point in risking him.
But he will play Vestergaard because it's a Tuesday game.
But it depends if he's fully recovered.
Yeah. Well, you assume he would be, wouldn't you?
But Ben Nelson, he's got the speed, hasn't he, that Vestergaard hasn't got?
He's young.
And his maturity is immense. I mean, I know Vestergaard's mature, but he's 30. But Ben Nelson's maturity and control and just general, the measure on the pitch is brilliant. I really impressed.
Who reminds me of, Kate? A young John Terry.
You reckon?
Yeah, the way he's too young to be as mature as he is in that position.
Yeah.
Centre-half, you normally need somebody with a bit of experience. But, you know, he's proving different. And John Terry was like that before he became a twat.
Yeah. Any views expressed on the panel are not the views of Leicester Till I Die. But
no, they're not. They're not. They're Surrey Hills Radio views.
Okay, so I mean,
yes.
All right. Let's say Nelson, and look, he's done nothing wrong. He had he's only 19, but you know, he plays, like you say, with the maturity.
Yeah.
If we let him play till the end of the season, will he be ready and good enough for the Premier League, Kate?
Ooh.
Why would he not be if he's proven himself here?
Well, you start answering the question with a question.
She's a politician.
This is the perfect learning curve for him that he needs. And I think if Enzo wants to play him to the end of the season to see what he's made of and what he's like in terms of form, what he's like dealing with errors that he makes on the pitch and how he makes up for them, then yeah, why wouldn't he be? He's a young lad. He's got no fear, no bad habits, hopefully. He's got the pace that we've said before. We can't pick Vestergaard next season because he hasn't got the pace, and it's a real worry and it's a real disappointment as well because Vestergaard's been great. But you've got
You know my feelings on Vestergaard, but I just don't know if he is going to be first choice. And I think if he isn't first choice, then I think he will probably be off-ski, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right, so do we stick with Faze at the back? Let's go to you first with that, Dave.
I play Cody.
Okay.
As it's Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah. Would you agree with that, Kate?
No, I'm going fast. I think it
was. Right, so you're giving me the decision here, are you? Thanks, guys.
Keeps you entertained, keeps you on your toes.
Right, well, if it's going down to me, I am going to go for Connor Cody. Yeah.
You're just picking on me because I'm the girl.
Oh,
oh, here we go.
Chat sexism.
Play the sexist card. It's not the racist card or the gender card. It's this card. Here we go. I just think, look, I think we need to give these players a rest. If we don't give players a rest, because we've got this game on a Tuesday, then we've got Leeds, then I don't know if we've got a game midweek next week, then of course we've got Bournemouth midweek. So we've got a lot of games coming up, two games a week, and I think we've got this squad. Let's use it, you know. There we go. Look, ooh, Kate played the sexist card. Shots fired. I agree with you, Dave. God, that's something I never thought I'd hear myself say.
Do you really think he's going to change two at the back like that?
Well, one of them isn't. I mean, again, this isn't what we think necessary. Well,
anyway,
I made my decision.
Made. His name's on the board.
I've made my decision.
He's gone orange. Final answer.
I think he might actually. I think he believes in all the players, and I think Sheffield Wednesday is a good chance. Cody's had not much of a shout, has he, really?
No.
And so why buy him? Or what's his future at Leicester?
We haven't got a midweek game at the Borough because we've got Leeds on the Friday night.
There you go. That's Friday, right. No prediction show then, Brad, if you're watching. Right, the two just in front of those.
Winkless, Mr. Winks.
I think you've got to put Winks there, haven't you? I was reading earlier that somebody said if he had a Spanish name, everybody would be raving about him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Absolutely. Would you agree that? Sorry, Dave. I presume there that.
No, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he feels okay.
Yeah. I mean, what a signing. I mean, I feel sorry for Cody, but you don't know when you sign for a team how things are going to work out, do you? And you don't know when you sign for a team and then a manager gets sacked the week after and you're not the new manager's cup of tea. But, I mean, Winks, I said, not only was he the signing of Leicester's season, I think he's the signing of the whole championship, if not the signing of the all English football this year, Kate.
Yeah, I think he's been absolutely superb. I wasn't sure what to think when we signed him because I just thought he didn't get on at Spurs. Was it Sampdoria before we came here? He played a decent amount last season, I think. But I just thought, is he going to be a bit of a Premier League reject? I didn't really know anything about his past, if he'd had injuries or anything like that. But flipping it, what a signing. My only disappointment is I couldn't see him with Madders, which I think I've said before, because him and Madders are like the yin and the yang in terms of how they play, their ability on the ball, their ability to get out. Like when we ever see him play, I think, oh my God, he's run into a load of trouble there. There's three people around him. And somehow he's come out with the ball and he's found some space and we're away. Like he's a little magician. I love watching him.
Absolutely. Duracell Bunny is all over the pitch, isn't he? You know. On the left there, Dave, are we going for Dewsbury?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, KDH.
Yeah.
Can I say
on Winks, I wanted us to sign him about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Because I thought he was wasted at Tottenham.
I don't think Tottenham appreciated him, did they?
No, he got the odd game. He got he was off the bench occasionally. I thought he was a pretty talented young man. Young man. And he should have, you know, if we could have signed him then, we should have done. But no, brilliant now.
I want to ask a question of you both. Captain? I mean, I know obviously Jamie Vardy gets it. Even Ricardo gives him the band if he comes on. But for me, Winks it would be my captain every day of the week and twice on a Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. Then him or Dewsbury Hall, I feel like they're very similar in how they patrol that part of the pitch and just their general ongoing conversations with the team throughout the game. They're both leaders. Same with Ricky P. Ricky P's really asserted himself on the pitch a lot more. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I thought David dozed off then.
So yeah, but Winks would be ideal. Winks has a better view of the game. He knows when cover's needed.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's probably going to be our next captain, I would think.
No,
yeah.
Just fan mail, Chris. Sorry.
No. I'm not sure whether you'd frozen or you'd gone to sleep.
Fan mail, mate.
Oh, Phil, will you tell Taylor Swift not to bother you in the middle of a show?
I did. She didn't take any notice.
That was me singing there, sorry.
Oh, that's what it was. Sorry, I'm back. Right.
I love piggies. What's the piggy one she does? What's it called?
I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know either.
What's the film with the piggies in it?
You went to market. This little
no,
that
no,
one?
No, 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 no. Taylor Swift song. Sing, isn't it? Sing. You got to see. It's brilliant. I've watched it because of my granddaughter, but it's brilliant. I know all these kiddies' programs now and films. I tell you, I could quote them all. BGT. What's that?
I did, Brad.
Oh, Brink's Got Talent. Sorry, I thought. Okay.
Right.
LBT, isn't it? Sorry.
Oops. Where are we going with this?
Sorry, I just kind of figured. Sorry, I've got my initials mixed up there.
Yeah.
I saw BGT and I got all sort of.
LGBT, you thought.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
Sorry. That's a different show altogether, Dave.
Oh, Dewsbury Hall, yeah. Dewsbury Hall.
Have some more water with you, please.
Thank you.
Right, who are we putting in the middle there? Now, obviously, we've got Pratt, we've got Eunice. McAteer's an option there, depending who we play on the wings. But let's have a look at that centre player there. Kate, who are you going to slip into your little slot there?
Well, I would love to see Eunice in that position. I want to see more of him. I think he's a little gem. I just think he's been injured. We've not utilised him as much as we should. I think it's him for me. Having said that, I think he might go Pratt, though.
Dave?
Well, I'd shove Dennis Pratt on the right side of that in a funny old way to start with.
On the wing?
It's not the wing as such, is it? He does look good. When you've seen the assists he's made over the years, it's been from the right-hand side. And it's been where he's been pushed the ball through and delivered it across.
Is that because of where Brendan Langley played in?
Well, but he performed, from what I remember, in that position. And I'd play Eunice in the middle, as Kate said.
See, do I overrule you here? Because, yes, I want to see more of Eunice, but unlike Kate, I'm not stalking him and getting my binoculars outside his bedroom window. So, yeah, I'd like to see more of them. Pratt, I can just see things turning round with Pratt. And,
I feel like that.
Yeah.
He's looking good, isn't he?
If he can stay there, I think we've always liked him, but I think he was too similar to Tielemans. And I don't think you can necessarily play them both together, a bit like Lampard and Gerrard. And then obviously when he did get the chance, he was always getting injured. But I do quite like him. But because of his injury, I am going to go, and I'm going to struggle typing this in, I think. I don't know if I'll be able to find
him. Quite as well.
There we go. I can. So we are going to go Atgun in there, Eunice, because I think if we were talking about playing, you know, the next game, middle, you know, at the weekend, then I don't think there would be. I'd probably go Pratt again, but I think, yeah, let's not sort of go too silly. But I can see him get a contract at the end of the season.
If Enzo turns him round into a player for us, I mean, he deserves manager of the season across all of the 92 clubs.
Well, he's done it with Ndidi. He's done it with Vestergaard, hasn't he?
Yeah, it would be flipping it. What a turnaround. Because we know he's a player. We all like him. We just all got a bit of a butt and a disappointment in the sentence at the minute.
Yes. Ooh. Right. On the left, to the left, quick mark.
To the left, to the left.
Past the Dutchie on the left-hand side. My VGT audition. Dave, who are you having on the left?
Yeah. I've forgotten his name.
Messi. Help me. Is that who you're thinking about? Messi? George Best.
Lenny Glover.
I my dad used to be my neighbour, Lenny Glover. Don't you be knocking Lenny Glover.
Lenny Glover on the wing.
Oh, he liked his vodka and Charlie as well.
He certainly did, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he a postman?
I think he is now, yes.
Or was, yeah. He probably not now, he's retired.
He used to have a lovely red setter dog I used to take.
Well, retired, yeah.
Nice man. He was a nice man. Yeah, I think he's retired. He's about 80, I think.
I forgot his name.
Mavadini? On the left?
Yes.
Yeah, how many exactly, Dave, did you consume?
Well, I don't know, but it's my 92-year-old neighbour or something. It's just,
I need to meet them. They sound brilliant.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable.
Kate, can I just say, please, when you go on the BBC, don't have any Dutch courage.
I won't.
Oh, so, I'm terribly sorry, old chap.
That's okay. The drunk member of the panel has gone for. He's a bit like George Best, isn't he?
I'm not sure. I'm from Mavadini. Like
Kate,
Mavadini, definitely. Yeah, left side. Yes, gotta be, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, let's put him in there.
You talk about my overindulgence, but at least Kate's agreeing with me.
And that's how I know you're drunk.
Yes. She doesn't like you agreeing with her. She told me off.
It's unnerving.
She wanted more friction. That's what Kate wanted.
You're looking very attractive.
Not agreeing enough.
So you're looking very attractive tonight. You know that.
Big goggles are on.
Even though you're 240 miles away. Well, actually, not quite that many.
Here we go. I feel like a Gus.
I was going to sing for a minute.
This is like Cilla Black at the minute.
Oh, hello, Chuck.
Surprise, surprise.
God help us.
Hang on, God,
no idea. What am I doing? What am I doing?
I have no idea.
On the right.
Who I'd put on the right?
Would you put on the right, Dave?
I'd put our vice captain on the right.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Sheffield Wednesday. He's not put a foot wrong when he came on.
No, I agree.
Put him on there. Give him a go. Why not? He'll supply the ball in. Actually, we got nobody big enough to put it away, have we, really, to be fair?
His crosses aren't necessarily like the Vardy was on the end of one the other week.
Yeah, I'd do that. Albrighton.
I'm always going Fatu. He's my little legend, Fatu. Like a kid on Christmas Day, that guy. He's got so much excitement and bounce about him.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dave.
That's fine, Chris. I expect nothing better.
Sorry, I don't want to take your position. I know I'm, you know, behind you in Kate's affections there.
That's an interesting forward line.
It is. But who are you starting up front? Kate, let's go to you first.
I've got to go Dakar. I think he's going to pick with Dakar still. I think he's our number one choice at the moment for Enzo. So Pat's in for me.
Really?
I mean, it would be canon if I was choosing, but I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, no, you choose.
Canon for me.
Canon for you. Dave, Iheanacho obviously lost the Afghan, unfortunately.
Vardy.
True. Sheffield Wednesday.
Vardy up front. He'll love it. He would just love it.
He would love it if we beat them.
Love it.
I feel like Dave's whiskey fumes are passing on to me.
I'm on red wine now, Kate, so you're all right.
Red wine.
I need to eat something before.
Eating's cheating.
Yeah, we'll go for Jamie Vardy then.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Agreed.
I was going to throw him into the mix because I think he's going to get time in this game, whether it's at the start or whether it's afterwards or what have you. It's afterwards. You know, if it's the last 30, he's going to get minutes against them because technically this could be the last time he gets a chance to play them.
It will be.
Or anything like that. Dave doesn't want to give him a contract, does he? So it could be the last time that he plays them.
I'm not sure I said that. To be fair,
we don't know what you said, Dave. To be honest, it was a very long-winded answer with many questions fettered throughout the answer.
Yes, we asked lots of questions, but we didn't get very many answers. Oh dear. Look, let's give him a start, and then
definitely.
I'm excited about that.
I think that's not a bad lineup at all. I think if Vestergaard, I don't know whether he'll rush Vestergaard back.
Because
he might want him for the weekend. And that, I think, if he is just coming back off illness, two games so quickly might be too much. Who have we got at the weekend again?
Borough.
So I think we might need him against Borough more than against Sheffield. But then again, we can't knock Sheffield Wednesday, can we? Because, you know, they managed to hold us to the draw.
That was a mistake. They are rubbish, aren't they, to be fair?
But I don't think that is a bad team. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for your contribution.
You're welcome.
Dave, we've covered Dave up.
Oh,
I've wanted to do that for years, I'll tell you. There we go. I was going to say, tell everybody where they can find you, Dave, but it's sort of any skip with a with a brown paper bag with a bottle in it,
really. With a cone on his head.
I can only apologise to your viewers to being late. It was very unprofessional.
Just for being late.
Never leave me.
I only went to the scaffolder and it all went wrong.
You didn't put the scaffolding up, Dave.
No, certainly not.
It'd be a wobbly walk in the morning for somebody.
Can I tell you something though?
You go ahead, mate. I'm all ears.
We actually went shopping in Lidl the other week.
No.
Yes. There is something called Mr. Chock mini bars. They're like fingers, little fingers like that. A bit like that. And they are good, and they're absolutely gorgeous. Can I encourage you both to buy them?
Are they like Cadbury fingers, but Aldi versions?
Well, yeah.
What you're doing live on air here is that you are encouraging a young lady to go and get fingers.
Well, they're only small fingers, but the taste is unbelievable.
Could you manage at once, Dave?
Well, you can eat round the edges and get the chocolate off and then eat the bit in the middle, which I have no idea what it is. I have no clue what's in the middle, but it's gorgeous. It's called Mr. Chock. Honestly, please go and try it. Amazing. Mr. Chock. And you can nibble off the ends and just fantastic stuff, really is.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I'm really worried that Kate's still not found a sausage yet from Christmas. So
I've never tasted anything like it. And I don't even know what's in the middle of it, but it just...
That's where Kathy is. She's not out babysitting at all.
Nah.
She's in the hospital.
She's a friendly.
She's being checked over.
I hope she's not watching this. I'm okay, dear. I'm fine, honestly. I'm fine.
Right, well... Thank you for that insightful.
That's why you can find Dave, basically. You can find him in Lidl on the chocolate finger aisle.
Can I suggest you go and try it and then come back to me?
Well, there's not really a Lidl near me, but I'll go to the one.
I've not got a Lidl either. I've got an Aldi.
No, it's got to be a Lidl, I think.
Not posh like you, Dave.
No.
Kate doesn't know, what do they sell them in Waitrose, Kate?
No.
They really don't. They have Les Cabaret fingerettes.
Finger what?
Made with Belgian chocolate.
There.
80% cocoa.
I can do that as well, to be fair. I can do anything like that.
Right, I need to go and rethink my career. So I'm going to say, Dave.
Oh, dear.
Apart from Lidl, and apart from, like I say, behind Threshers, where can people find you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
So you're the only Dave in it.
No idea. Nowhere yet. I'm going to be doing a radio show again soon, I think. But anyway, that's for the future. Who cares? But more important, where can people find you, Chris?
Find me down A&E after tonight, I'll tell you.
I can't even remember my Twitter address anymore. It's a ridiculous address. So no idea.
Should I find you, Dave? And I can give
Please, people darling. That would be wonderful of you. Thank you.
Well, that number after it and all sorts, didn't it?
I'm not that I post on it, do I, to be fair?
No, but whilst you're doing that, we'll just have a quick play.
Chris does it 3 hours a day.
Want to do it again?
5 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
I love it.
On the Golden Breakfast Show.
This is Surrey Hills Radio.
Oh, that's cool, mate.
I found you. You're David Smith, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
So, you've got a really long name.
I know, do you know what I mean?
It's at DaveSM31771465. That's really easy to remember.
Well, I've run out of the easy ones. I've been banned from the others, so I have to just.
I think you just need to call yourself at Mr. Chock. Yeah. Would be a whole lot easier to remember.
Don't knock Mr. Chock.
I'm not. Don't knock Mr. Chalk. It's a damn sight easier than remembering basically the figure of pi at the end of a Twitter handle.
Okay. Mr. Chalk at whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair point. The woman's got a point.
You know, Dave, you know, you said to me once, Dave, think about what you're about to say, and if you have any doubt about whether you should say it or not, don't. So I'm going to move on because there was somewhere I was going there, but it's best not to. Kate, if you want to be found after this, and I would say fair play if you don't, but if you want to be found, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at KateBlakey40. So follow me.
It's quite simple. Two numbers, 4 and 0. Dave's got a bit of sadomasochism going on in the middle of his name, and then a load of telephone numbers afterwards.
Got pie after his Twitter name, which is unbelievable.
I got sucked into it by Twitter. I'm so sorry. I'll change it.
Not the first time you've been sucked into it.
No,
Dave.
It's not. No, I'll change it first thing in the morning. All right.
Oh, Mr. Chuck.
Okay, on that one, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Kate. Thank you very much, Dave. I'm going to go and have a lie down. It's been a pleasure. No show. Oh, no, we do have a show next Monday, I think. You're available, aren't you, Kate? It's the Monday after that you can't do. Brilliant. Thank you very much. And thank you for your help earlier, Dave. Much appreciated. Go off and enjoy your red wine.
Thank you so much.
Red wine. Come on, all together now. Goes to your hand. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Take care. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you've been doing it on the podcast, I will see you soon.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.